from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Russia's defense ministry said more of its planes left Syria on Wednesday, continuing its withdrawal as the UN held more indirect peace talks with Syria's warring sides in Geneva. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry plans to travel to Moscow next week for talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin about the drawdown and the new push for peace in the country. Kerry said he would talk with both Putin and the foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, about how to move forward with the process of bringing a political solution to the five-year conflict. Meanwhile, earlier today in a press conference, the Russian foreign minister Sergei Lavrov said that Turkey's shelling of Syria undermined the start of a political process. Fighting in Syria has drastically declined with a cessation of hostilities in place for about 3 weeks. The gunman shot dead on Tuesday in Brussels following a raid linked to investigations into the Paris attacks was Mohamed Belkaid, a 35-year Algerian living illegally in Belgium, according to Belgian federal prosecutors Wednesday.
La personne abattue a été identifiée.
In comments during a press conference earlier today, federal prosecutors also said they were holding two men, one who had been admitted to a hospital near Brussels with a broken leg and were still assessing whether they were connected to the shooting. A police sniper shot the Algerian dead, who also had an assault rifle, after four officers were wounded Tuesday. At least one suicide bomber is detonated at a mosque on the outskirts of Maiduguri, Nigeria, killing at least 22 people and wounding another 17. That blast happened Wednesday morning. This is VOA News. In U.S. politics, Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio has dropped out of the presidential race after losing his home state of Florida in a primary contest to New York businessman Donald Trump. This is Marco Rubio.
While it is not God's plan that I be president in 2016 or maybe ever, and while today my campaign is suspended, the fact that I've even come this far is evidence of how special America truly is.
His announcement leaves Trump, Ohio Governor John Kasich, and Texas Senator Ted Cruz in the Republican field. Kasich won his home state Tuesday, but Trump also took contests in Illinois and North Carolina, as well as the election in the Pacific Territory of the Northern Marianas. This is Donald Trump.
This was an amazing evening. This was a great evening.
Trump remains in the delegate lead with 631 out of the 1,237 needed for the party's nomination in Cleveland in July. On the Democratic side, this is former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
Well, I'll tell you, this is another Super Tuesday for our campaign. Thank you, Florida. Thank you, North Carolina. Thank you, Ohio.
As we hear there, the former Secretary of State won the contest in Florida, Ohio, and North Carolina, and later in Illinois over her lone rival, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, taking an almost insurmountable lead in the delegate count. You can get more details all on the primary results at voanews.com. North Korea has sentenced an American college student to 15 years of hard labor for committing crimes against the state. Otto Warmbier was arrested in North Korea in January as he was trying to leave the country after visiting with the tour group. During an appearance before a group of foreign and domestic journalists in Pyongyang last month, the 21-year-old student at the University of Virginia, as we hear here sobbing, admitted to removing a banner with a political slogan from a staff-only area of the hotel where the group was staying. Warmbier said the mother of a friend had offered him a used car worth $10,000 in exchange for that banner. A bomb ripped through a packed bus in northwestern Pakistan Wednesday, killing at least 15 people and wounding at least 30 others. The victims were mostly government employees, according to provincial officials in the city of Peshawar. The initial police investigation has concluded that explosive material was hidden under the seat in the bus and a time device was used to detonate it. Television footage showed the powerful blast completely destroying the bus. So far, no one has claimed responsibility for the deadly bombing. More at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.